Stuart G. Hoffman, Senior Economic Advisor for the PNC Financial Services Group. In this role, Stu works with PNC clients to provide expert analysis, forecasts for national, regional, and global economic and financial trends. Since the last time we spoke to him, he's got a new role that started in April 2017, the one I just mentioned. Before that, he was PNC's chief economist and was principal spokesperson on all economic issues. He will be forever that for us as really one of the most accurate economic and interest rate forecasters. In fact, he was called as such in the Wall Street Journal, an economic survey covering the 1988 to 2016 period. He's been with PNC since 1980, before that with the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. Happy to say he's coming to town for the Economic Club of Detroit March 26. Unhappily, they're sold out. So we're not here to sell tickets. We're just here to talk to our old friend Stuart. And Mr. Hoffman, it's been a while.
It has been, Paul, and it is a pleasure to be back. Thank you for pointing out I have been recognized one of the least inaccurate economic forecasters going around. And you're right, I've been at PNC for 39 years. A couple of years ago, I passed along the responsibilities of the chief economist, and I'm focusing on clients and working with the media and traveling around as I am coming to Detroit. But I don't have all those day-to-day responsibilities that I had for over 30 years. So good deal for
you.
Me and
good for you.
For PNC as well.
Well, it is. It's good for you. It's good for PNC, and it's good for us that get to hear your expertise on these issues. And 39 years, did you say? That's longer than the presiding officer, Rick DeVore, has been alive, almost.
That's close anyway, but yeah. Rick is a dear friend, and always look forward to coming to Detroit to be with Rick, and next week we'll be there, and I'm glad to hear we have a sold-out crowd.
Sold-out crowd with Stuart Hoffman, Senior Vice President, Senior Economic Advisor, PNC Financial Services Group, and the word that's been kicked around looking into the rest of this year, we keep hearing the word recession. What do you say, Stuart?
I say bah humbug. The market had a recession obsession, and I think it was way overblown. And the last few months of last year, the markets, of course, were doing terribly. I think some of that has passed over the last 3 months. Economic growth is going to be slower this year. I mean, last year we had 3% in round numbers for real GDP growth. We, meaning the private sector companies across America, created 2.7 million new jobs, and there's still a record number of job openings. But for this year, we think that GDP growth will downshift a bit towards 2 or 2.25%, and we'll probably see more like 2 million jobs. But that's still a very good year and about as close to recession as we are to Neptune or Mars or maybe Pluto, if the one that used to be a planet.
Used to be, huh?
No way we're going with recession.
So this is Stuart Hoffman from PNC Bank, and so that's good news for jobs and the unemployment rate ahead. What are you looking for with interest rates, the stock market, consumer spending, things like that? And for us, very importantly, and for the country, vehicle sales.
Yes, well, the Fed just met last week, and they did as expected, which was nothing. They are in a patient mode, as the chairman of the Fed reassured us, Chairman Powell. And I expect we're going to hear that repeatedly throughout most of this year. So the Fed on an extended hold.
Is that good? In your opinion, is that a good thing?
Yes, yes. The Fed raised rates 4 times last year. They had originally thought they might go 2 more times this year. They backed off from that because the economy, as we said, has slowed. And inflation. The Fed has a 2% target for inflation. They undershot it last year. Inflation was just under 2%. A little closer, but not quite there. And our forecast for this year, especially with an assist from lower oil prices, at least as we began the year, is inflation probably once again will come in just under 2%. So the Fed raised rates. They're being patient. That has an effect over time. But no reason with the economy slowing, inflation below their target, for the Fed to be in a hurry to raise rates again. So I think that is good news for the economy. It'll help, I think, for the spring housing market. And, of course, auto sales, another sector highly dependent upon interest rates. We think it's going to be a good year. The first 2 months of sales were slow. It was a cold winter, and we think that'll pick up. Still see sales just over 17 million. That would be about the same as the last couple of years. So more of a plateau, but at a high level, one that is consistent with profitability for the automakers and one that reflects the fact that consumers are in very good shape and want to buy new and a lot of used vehicles because more of them are back to work.
Well, that is good news. Finally, Stuart, people who are skittish on the stock market, what would you say to them?
Well, what we were saying a couple months ago when the market was getting hammered is, again, maybe patience is the right word. If the economy were going into recession, the stock market had a lot more to fall. We didn't think that was the case, and glad to see now through almost the first quarter, stocks have come back a lot. Now, a lot of it depends on China. We have this negotiations going on with China. We assume there will be, not this month, but probably by the end of May, a deal with the Chinese that will lift our exports to them and hopefully avoid any more increase in tariffs, maybe even taking some that are on the Chinese off, and likewise, they're taking their tariffs off of us. So that would be a good sign. So we think the stock market is actually much better value now than it was 6 months ago. And we expect that, you know, never in a straight line, and the market's done very well. So maybe it's due for a little bit of a sell-off. But just like we said last year to our clients, be patient, take a deep breath. If you actually have some money to put to work, we thought that would be a good time to do it. And if the market does sell off again, and inevitably it goes up and down, if it's sold off 5 or 10%, we'd be telling clients buy because earnings are going to be decent with the economy not in recession. And with interest rates basically on hold, we think there's good value in the stock market.
Stuart, nice catching up with you. Hopefully it won't go by. 2 more years won't go by, I think, before we get to talk to you again. Give our best to the presiding officer for your event, Rick DeVore, our pal, and economic prospects for the U.S. and regional economy 2019-2020, as only Stuart Hoffman, Senior Vice President, Senior Economic Advisor at PNC Financial Services Group, can do at the Economic Club of Detroit, sold out March 26th, and I know you'll have a good visit. Thank you, Stuart.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and I'll have some good news on Detroit, the Detroit metro area economy coming back.
We'll look forward to that as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.